Blog Talk Radio.
Goes out to all the barbecue teams all over the country.
We love talking barbecue, and that's what it's all about right here on BarbecueSuperstars.com. John Reith, X Nation, you live with us. You're on, my brother. What's happening?
Man, I tell you what, just trying to wrap up a day. How about you, buddy?
I'm telling you. I am telling you. We are live in the house. What do you think about that? We've got Lance Moore, West Texas Pitmasters, fired up and on also now. Lance, you're live with us too, brother. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We are in the house, barbecue superstar style.
Hey, boys. How are y'all?
We're good, guys. This is a special show, special edition tonight. We're just trying to fill up a little empty space, empty airtime for just a little while and help everybody out. We sure wish everybody the best, get better, get back on track, get the show fired back up. We are live in the house. We get us on Facebook. Let's start pumping it out. Maybe we can get a little promo and get some people calling in tonight. One of y'all just take over for a minute and let me see what I can get going on the Facebook. How's that?
All right. Well, what's everybody got going? What are you up to there, Mr. Reeves? What have you been doing today?
Man, I tell you what, I've just been answering a bunch of emails and stuff. I got to go to Midland tomorrow with the old day job, so I'm booking stuff with that, get a couple contracts signed, and I've been trying to get all my stuff lined out for this weekend. We're not 100% sure we're going to compete or not. You know, they're having that deal at Silverton, but I know you've got a big deal going on, and I'm sure we'll talk about that here in just a second, and we do too. I mean, it just kind of fell in our lap. We're just trying to help out some behind the badge guys, kind of a nonprofit organization, kind of help policemen out. We're cooking, I think, 12 briskets and 15 racks of ribs for them. So we'll just have to see how we feel when we get done with that, whether we're going to go compete or not.
I hear you. Yeah, I really want to compete this weekend, but I'm the same way. I think we're doing 22 briskets and about 11 to 12 butts this weekend, pork butts. So I'm my pit is full loaded. As a matter of fact, I'm going to start loading it up probably tomorrow night, late or early Thursday morning, start cooking. So.
What are you drinking homemade?
Well, that's exactly what we're going to do. You know, I mean, we're going to start early Thursday morning probably or late tomorrow night. We hadn't decided yet, so we'll just have to see.
No, it's going to be one of those weekends. I mean, we're doing that and doing breakfast for about 100-plus people, and I ain't quite figured that one out yet. So I guess we'll figure that out. Come a little closer to the deal. So. Well,
where are y'all going to be?
Your
events
for what? Who are you cooking for?
Who am I cooking for?
Yes.
The Behind the Badge. It's a nonprofit organization that helps out and kind of gives back to policemen here in Lubbock.
Okay. Well, I think you posted some stuff about tailgating. I didn't know if that was this weekend top deal or.
No, man. We got invited. You know, my daughter goes to Monterey High School in here in Lubbock, and of course, you know, like yourself, I'm from Plainview and stuff like that, and so we got invited to Monterey's wanting to do like a PTA fundraiser, get everybody excited about high school football. They're wanting to sell out the stadium, and so they're looking at doing a tailgate at a high school football game. Well, they've asked us to help with it, and they want us to bring our pit and set up and cook a bunch of sausage and do, you know, it's a freebie. It's a give back to the community kind of deal. And, you know, set up and cook, you know, 200 or 300 links of sausage and tailgate a high school football game. Well, I was looking on the schedule today. And October 25th, Monterey High School plays Plainview High School. So the trick is my daughter goes to Monterey, but I graduated from Plainview, so I'm sure that I will catch some flack before this deal is up.
That'd be good for you. That'd be good for you. No character.
Yeah, so I'll probably be getting it from both sides, but, it, you know, who knows? It'll be fun.
No, you know, there's a lot of that kind of stuff nowadays, and it isn't always good, you know. You know, they have open houses and everything else, and, you know, everything kind of goes that way. They always are looking for someone to, you know, cook sausage or cook hot dogs or whatever. So we get involved in a lot of that kind of stuff ourselves. So, you know. That's why I said, I mean, you know, that's part of my team name. That's why I have on there, Half Smoker Will Travel, because it seems like we do a lot of that kind of stuff. So.
Well, that's the deal is, you know, we're all going to kind of get caught up in that, and I think it's going to be a lot of fun, and, I don't know what to expect from it, because I've never thought about tailgating a high school football game. I'll tell you what I do want to tailgate, Lance, and maybe you and I can get together and do this. I don't know what our schedules allow us to do it this year or not, but next year for sure, we have got to tailgate a Wayland football game.
I was talking about that just the other day, and matter of fact, you know, yeah, it's just one of those things, you know. My wife works for the university and everything, and so we were talking about that Saturday. I hadn't really planned it, and we were, you know, I said, heck, I said, I really didn't have anything going this Saturday. I was doing a little bit of cooking, not much, so, I mean, it would have been a perfect weekend to do it, and we didn't do it, and I think it'd be a good deal. And like I said, I mean, you know, that's a, you know, I guess, you know, I'm an alumni and all that now, so. yeah, it'd be good.
I just thought it'd be fun, you know. I mean, I think it'd be cool to do that. I don't know if it would go over well or not, or if they would look at us like we were, borderline retarded, but I think it'd be fun.
They did it last year. They did some tailgating up there, you know.
Really?
You know, the only difference is, you know, I guess it'll be a non-alcoholic tailgating party. And, you know, I'm not sure how that works, but.
They're a solo cup, baby.
We got another caller. Let's welcome them in the show, see who we've got right here. Caller 806-445. You're live. Just in a second, we'll get you queued in.
I didn't
put blood, John. Oh, I know who that is. Don't forget to Jennifer. Welcome, Jennifer.
How are y'all?
Good.
I just called in because I just saw it on Facebook and I didn't press one. And John told me he got that fixed. So if I didn't press one, I could just listen. But apparently, I have to call.
Well, honey, I'm not running the board tonight.
If you want us to turn you off, we'll turn you off and you can just listen.
I get to see Chris Chadwick's beautiful face on TV every day? That's all I want to know.
No, hell no. We hadn't got any TV yet. Maybe we can one of these days.
We're not live yet.
I don't know. You might have the Texas boys live. You might have the Tennessee boys live. There's no telling who all is going to be live on this show.
Are you going to put the loser sign up if you come to Texas?
Yeah. Oh, I'm telling you. Hold on a minute here.
You're never going to live that one down, Chris Chadwick. Ever, ever, ever.
Now, bless all the losers' hearts, you know.
We're ranked top 25 right now, buddy. No, Texas Tech is in the AP.
We're doing good.
Yeah.
If y'all want to do some high school tailgating, y'all need to come to Shawwater because, you know, we are ranked fourth in the state.
Fourth in the state of what?
In what? Texas.
In the big state of Texas, thank you very much.
No, what are you talking about? You're ranked fourth for what? 3A, thank you.
And we're a little 3A.
Football is what we're talking about.
John, I'm going to kick you.
I would love to see me over there.
Pee-wee leagues don't count, honey.
Mercy.
It's just really my little team that I put together every week. And no, our football team is ranked fourth in the state. And we're 3A.
I have a question.
Okay.
D- daytime friends and nighttime rubbers, when is the barbecue team going to compete again? I want to know.
In Loveland. On the 27th to 28th, we'll be there.
All right. Be letting the smoke roll.
The smoke's rolling, friend. The smoke will be rolling.
There you go. That's all right. That's what I want to hear.
We got ninth and ribs, and ribs are hard to compete in. They are. They're very hard.
Oh, man.
Jeez, what kind of rubber are you using that night?
I don't know, but ask Lance and John what they were using, because apparently they didn't place. Hi.
Hey, you're using my rub.
Wait, so we were using his rub.
Well, you know, there's a lot of great rubs in the state of Texas. I mean, there's one I had tried several years ago, and I don't even remember what it is now. But it was a fire. It was a good rub too, you know. And I just hadn't tasted many things bad out of Texas yet.
Well, you had to have my beans. I weren't done, but I had to keep the recipe on.
Well, you know, that usually works fairly well. I just don't know what to say, what happened. I can't predict that, I'll tell you.
I know what happened. We did not start cooking early enough, and we put salt in them too early.
Well, you got to be careful with the salt.
Yes.
You have to be careful with the salt, but it'll be all right. You got bean cookers in here. You got Lance Moore and John Reyes. They both get calls on beans all the time.
Apparently, John Reyes is badass on beans because he won.
2 years in a row, I won first at that same cook-off.
Guys, I'm going to try to advertise this and shoot it out in a couple groups real quick while y'all are talking. So just keep on and don't pay any attention to me.
Well, that's what I'm hoping for Plainview for me, you know. Plainview seems to be my lucky bean place. So I'm hoping to keep that going up here.
Well, the problem
I think you get lucky all the time in Plainview, don't you? For anything.
You what?
I said you get lucky for anything in Plainview, don't you?
Yeah, I'm,
is that your stomping ground?
No, I mean, well, I mean, it is where I live, but I mean, technically, no. I mean, you know, I'm not even from Texas, to be honest, but I've been here long enough, I guess. I guess I'm a transplanted.
Where are you from?
I'm from New Mexico, actually.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry,
yeah.
Friend.
Yeah. Just remember, you know, I may show up in Loveland, you know.
I lived in New Mexico for a year, and it was pure hell.
Where'd you live?
Utah.
Oh, well, okay.
Can you agree now?
I grew up more in the mountains, so, I mean... I grew up in a different part of the world, you know.
Everybody in Eunice, like, they worked in the oil field, and they all like to paint their house turquoise. Every one of them. That was their favorite color.
That's Indian influence there, girl.
No, it's just oil field trash.
Mm-hmm.
But it was. I mean, really.
Well, at least she's honest.
they weren't Indian. I promise. They were white.
Well, just the way it is. You know, there's a lot of colorfulness in all these. You know, but, you know, you got to be honest. I mean, most of the guys doing oil well stuff are coming out of Texas.
Nowadays, but then they were. They were driving
Texas. Back then, too, girl. Back then, too. Of course, I'm a little older than you, though. No. Roughneck and stuff. It always was like that. I mean, we always had an influx of Texans. So, until it busted back in the, you know, mid-80s. I mean, but, you know, there was always a lot more of that than, I mean, what we had. We didn't have the population for it. And you got to understand, I mean, New Mexico was, I think the entire state was like 1.5 million.
Well, you're talking way above my time, because I was born in 81, so you're like,
yeah.
I was eight.
That's what I'm thinking. I mean, you were still sucking on a bottle when all that kind of come down. 83, 84.
Well, I wasn't on a bottle, but I was still drinking Capri Suns and rocking it in, you know, second grade.
There you go. No, it was a lot different back then. A lot different. But, you know, there's a lot of money. There's a lot of money down in them sand hills out there.
Well, you know, it's even bigger now because of the uranium plant.
Do what?
The uranium plant moved into Eunice. And so it's way big now.
Where'd you go?
We're live, guys. I'm trying to get it put out a little bit where we can get some things going on. Y'all just keep on and I'll back in a minute.
Back to the subject of barbecue. Since you sidewinded us into Eunice, New Mexico.
I'm sorry.
So Level Land's gonna be your next contest, huh?
Yeah.
Y'all gonna do the steak contest too?
The what?
The steak cook off, you're gonna do that Friday night?
Well, I don't know.
See, if you were listening to my show this last week, you would have known these things because they're wrong. They're having a steak cook off on Friday night. And then Saturday, then they're having their thing else, the beans, ribs, chicken, and brisket. And $125 entry fee, $50 for the steak cook, inch and a half ribeyes on Friday night. Turn in somewhere, still yet to be determined, probably somewhere, sounds like between 9 and 10 o'clock Friday night.
Okay. Yeah, well, definitely. We're going to enter everything.
You have to get a health permit.
What?
Let me reiterate that you have to get a health permit. It's free, but you need to call Leveland and get a health permit because this is for the volunteer fire department. What they're wanting to do is donate everybody that's cooking is all the leftovers we have. They want to donate it. They want us to donate it back to them, and then they're going to sell plates. And so since they're going to feed the public, we'll have to have a free health permit.
And where do you get that?
Well, the city of Loveland, you can get it. It's a temporary permit. Of course, you know, there will be a few things that they'll make you abide by. I don't know if you'll see a health inspector or not. I go to some contests, we see health inspectors, and in some contests we don't. So, you know, just make sure you got, you know, some bleach water, thermometers, you know, those kind of things, because they did come out and inspect you. Canopy, you know, pretty simple stuff overall. But make sure you're keeping everything clean and, you know, blah, blah, blah. So it's not a big deal, but they could be there, okay?
Will you send me a link to the what I need to have on Facebook? Could you do that for me?
Yeah,
and why didn't you comment on the link that I sent you the other day?
What was that about? I forget.
The guy that smashes the beer can and then they open them with a grinder and all kinds of fun stuff.
Well, I wasn't opening them. They were already open. I was just disposing of them.
Oh, I know, but I thought it was funny and I thought of you the first time I saw it.
Well, I don't know. John was with them the other night. Did Adam say anything about it?
No. Yeah, I think he's doing everything in his power to forget it.
Yeah, he probably knows. He probably doesn't remember, if I'm guessing. He doesn't remember anything from that night.
Yeah, there were several people like that out here.
We had fun, though. That's all that matters. Everybody had fun.
Yeah.
Except for Mike, because he got a ticket, but that was taken care of, so we're good.
Did you get it dismissed?
Yes.
Yeah.
The lawyer said he was he was donating to breast cancer research, and so we didn't have to pay him to do that.
Oh, there you go.
Very sweet guy.
Yeah, must be. Well, you know, I mean, people flying out of golf carts and everything else. I mean, you guys always seem to have the wild barbecue contest that I go to. That seems to be the wild one.
Yeah, well, we try to make it as fun as possible.
Well, last year you had boxing matches, you know. This year, you know, it was.
You would have done the same thing, Lance. You would have done the same thing in John's position.
I don't know. I mean, y'all had boxing matches last year, you know, free for everybody. So, I mean, heck, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Y'all put on a heck of a contest. I mean, we just never know what kind of event we're going to get to see.
It's all fun and games. All fun.
I couldn't help it. Sorry. I'll say this. That was one of the loudest hits I've ever heard, because I was about asleep in my chair when I heard that racket. And, he brought me to my feet.
Yeah, well, my husband's just really not a nice guy when it comes to that kind of thing.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
He was as sweet as he could be.
All right, John, you're being awful quiet. It's not very often we don't hear you saying something, so let's deal.
I'm applying for a new home loan.
Your home loan?
No, I'm just sitting here listening to y'all jabber. It's a lot of fun to listen to y'all. I'm waiting for somebody to say something extremely uncomfortable, and it's not going to happen, so I'm going to have to chime in now.
You're waiting for somebody to say something uncomfortable? Is that what you said?
So, Lance, are you are going to Level Land?
I don't really want to go to Level Land, yeah. I don't know that I'm going to make it, but, yes, I mean, I got to see if I can get everything lined up. I mean, that's going to be – if I do Level Land, it's going to be really tough because, I mean, we're going to see somebody turning right around and heading out to the Royal that week. So, it's going to be a bang, bang, bang. And, I don't know. The Royal is the – I think we check in October the 4th, and so it'll be the 4th, 5th, and 6th, and then I won't be home, I think, until the 7th of October. And we'll be broadcasting live from the Royal this year, too, so I think we're going to do Friday Night Lights up there. Frank Cox and I are. We're going to get on and do a show, and then we may do a show on Saturday night also, and then probably my show on Sunday night from there. So, tell you how bad we got our bus whooped. I think there's 172 teams in the Invitational, and I think about 550 in the Open. So, it's going to be big. But no, I really want to. I don't know. I mean, it's going to be tough. I mean, it's kind of like Traders Village. I'd like to go to Traders Village, too, but, I mean, I won't get home till Monday, and then my chest be turning right around and leaving on Friday again. And,
well, that's
you know.
Dude, I don't know. Our stuff is so messed up right now. I don't know what we're going to do.
Is anybody going to the Briscoe County cook-off?
Well, once again, I'd love to be there this weekend, but, you know, I got asked to do Cowboy Days here in Plainview and feed about 500 people on Saturday. So I'm cooking, but it won't be in a contest this weekend.
That's us. I want to go, but we're playing that one by ear. See what kind of mood we're all in when we finish up with the, you know, some other stuff that we've already committed to. You know.
Yeah, we're not going either. We just have tag. We got a tailgate. A little bit.
Well, I'm tailgating kind of, sort of, in a big way. So, like I said, we're doing about 20 briskets and about 11 butts, so.
Tech is off this weekend, aren't they?
Do what? Tech?
Tech is off this.
No. No, they have a home game the 21st.
All right. Y'all going to tailgate that? Is that what y'all were talking about?
Yeah, the 21st we'll be tailgating.
Well, there you go. Well, I guess no one's competing in this match. Well, no, Chadwick may be competing this weekend. I think he is, isn't he?
I don't know, dude. I don't know who's doing what. I mean, we're just kind of all up in arms because we're just all over the map. I mean, it's just it's like everything hit at once.
Yep. Wait till it happens. You know, I think saved my rear end is we didn't make it into the national finals of the Sam's Club Challenge, and we didn't get drawn for the Jack because that would have really complicated matters this year.
It sounds like your schedule is already complicated. I don't know how in the world you'd ever fit anything else in.
There's 24 hours in a day.
No. All right, man. You're not super barbecue man. You're not Superman.
You know, I just don't require a lot of sleep is my thing, thank goodness. So, yeah, I was like, tomorrow night I got to be down. I got to meet Tate at 6 o'clock tomorrow night to get meat. And so, I don't know. It's going to be kind of a crazy deal. I ain't going to be sleeping much this week. So, we'll see.
Does anybody know where Chris lives?
Do what?
Does anybody know where Chris lives? Did he leave?
Probably. He probably just got the deal stars out of heck with it. I'll let him have it. But, no, I mean, there's a lot of stuff. I mean, we got that kind of stuff coming up. I know you got Cosmo coming on your show, Darian, coming on Thursday night.
You know, I met him at Bedford, and, you know, we were just trying to work him in, and you know, I do apologize. We were going to have him on last Thursday night, and then it just all fell on, and I was like, oh, my gosh, I forgot. We got that tailgate deal downtown, and I called him up, and I said, dude, I am so sorry. Can we push it back a week? I said, I want to make sure that, you know, you get the time and the respect that you deserve, you know, and I don't want it to feel rushed, and we were planning on doing kind of a short show last weekend, and he's just like, well, man, you just tell me what I can do. You know, he's just all about the barbecue. So that's the nice part about him. He's just whatever he can do to promote barbecue and, you know, his own products and stuff too. So it's just kind of a, you know.
No, Barry's a good guy. He'd be a lot of fun. And we've talked a few times, and, no, he's a good guy. We're gonna have Michael Trump on with Oak Ridge Barbecue and Brian McLarty with OVR. He's gonna come on and we're gonna talk about some of the stuff that they've got going on right now. You know, they've got the 50 States of Hope right now. They're in a contest trying to win some money. So we're gonna bring him on and talk a little bit about that kind of stuff. So, you know, kind of same deal. I mean, that's the way. You know, Mike Trump, he's pretty much that way, too, about, you know, his products and anything he can do to help promote barbecue. He's sponsoring, oh, good Lord, I think he's sponsoring about 20 teams this year. So I don't know how he does it all, but so it ought to be good. Well,
that's going to be your Sunday night show?
Yeah, it's going to be our Sunday night show, yes.
Well, that'll be cool.
Can somebody share a chicken recipe with us? That's all I need.
A chicken recipe?
Yeah.
I've got a good Italian ranch chicken recipe. Is that what you'd like?
I don't care. Anything that wouldn't get us on the final table, I'm good.
Oh, you want it for barbecue competition? Oh,
yeah. What are you talking about?
Oh, you just had a chicken recipe. So, I mean, you know, I was kind of thinking about a, you know, Italian ranch type chicken recipe for you.
No, Lance. I want to win. I'm in it to win it, friend.
You're in it to win it. Yeah, welcome to everybody else in this house.
Right.
You know, there's only certain things we share, and I don't know, you know. I don't know we'll be sharing chicken.
I'll give you a chicken recipe.
Okay.
Hey, there you go.
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
You got a pen?
No, but I have a very good brain.
Go buy you a chicken. Step one.
Okay. Step two. Got it covered.
Yeah, don't screw it up. Step two, make sure the feathers are off of it.
Okay.
Step three, shove a beer can up its ass.
We did that last
time. Throw it on the pit.
We did that last time with Lance's
rug. When you hit about 180 degrees, go ahead and pull it.
180? Oh, my God, it's already cooked at that degree, is it?
Yeah, you're right, yeah. Go ahead and get it past 180. You're right. Let's go ahead and get it past 180.
Tiny's been more like a brisket, you know, about 210 would work really well.
Yeah. Then split it in half.
What you need to do is you need to grease that beer can on top. That way it'll pop out when you get it up to that temp.
Yeah.
Fabulous.
Be sure to take a swig out of the beer can before because that just...
Chris Chadwick, save me, please. Please save me. We did the shove the beer can up it, and you don't want to know what the guys in my pit were saying about that, but
well,
we did
you know,
do that. And we used some of Lance's rub, and we thought it tasted good, but apparently not.
Cole and I have been doing the beer can chicken for 2 years now. I don't know if it's good or not. I think the highest we've ever placed with a chicken, I mean, in the last 2 years. Hang on a second, I'm looking at the wall. Fourth place. We got a fourth place as the highest we've ever gotten with a chicken. That was in April of this year, and we haven't placed. We've gotten final table, but we haven't
was
gotten
that the
a
wing
top
cook-off?
10. Do what?
Was that the wing cook-off, Jennifer's cook-off?
Yes. But we haven't gotten a top 10 in chicken since April. And, the rule of thumb that I hear everybody, and Lance, you may back me up on this too, you know, if you don't hit with it for a little while, you need to change something up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I can tell you right now, the next cook-off we do, we're changing something up because we didn't hit with it at the last cook-off. And it's just,
what
know,
did Lance
and,
hit at the last cook-off?
And chicken?
You what?
Lance, what did you do on the chicken?
Fourth place, I believe. Fourth
okay,
place.
Well, I tasted it, and it was delicious.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was
one
really,
of my
really, really
honest,
good.
It's one of my best categories. I mean, like at Buffalo Springs, we won chicken. I mean, I've had lots of seconds and thirds of chicken. But
I mean, that's the only thing I taste of yours, but it was so good.
But here's the thing about chicken, and this is what I'll say to you. I mean, I've had really good calls, and then, I mean, you go to the other side of it, and you get nothing out of it, too. You know, chicken is such a, I don't know, it's a controversial thing to me. You know,
I hate it.
What I'll say to you, what I do is I brine it. You know, to me, I think brining chicken is essential.
I agree.
You can try, matter of fact, Oak Ridge Barbecue's got out a really good brine. Their Game Changer is a really good brine. It's had lots of top hits in it. You know, and then you find, then just like I said, I mean, you find a rub and you find a sauce that you like that complements that chicken. And I mean, to me, that's it. And, I mean, everybody's
okay.
Different. I mean, I make my own barbecue sauce for chicken, so, you know. But I use my rub, too, so I'll give you that. I mean, Now you know.
Lance.
Yes.
What is briny? Because me and John are sitting here, and I said, what's briny? And he's like, I don't know.
Okay. You know what marinating is? Brining is similar, but brining is usually what brining is normally is a salt and a sugar in a solution, and then you soak it in there. And that's how the old timers and stuff did it. I mean, when they had to preserve food and stuff like that, they brined a lot of things. But you get the salts and the sugars and all the other flavors and stuff in it, you get it up in it. Now, there are, depending on what your combinations are, it's going to dictate how long you're going to brine. Like Oak Ridge Barbecue, he recommends with his brine, which they do a lot of Kansas City stuff, like 2 hours. But when you go into a half chicken, you may need to go 5 hours or 6 hours. You may need to go 10 hours. It just depends on how you mix it, how much salt, how much sugars and stuff like that you have in it will dictate that. And there's only one way to figure that out, and that's is you know, take a starting point when you make your brine. There's lots of recipes out there. Take a starting point and practice until you figure out that you have the chicken the way that you want it.
If I can give any advice at all, about chicken and brine, do not. We've done it. Be very careful when you brine a chicken and you inject one, because you can turn one into soup. We did it.
Hey guys, let's take a quick minute. We got a couple of callers in queue. Let's get them queued in.
Okay.
Let's get them queued in, guys. Caller 360-600. You're live with us. Who have we got?
Meat Rick.
What's happening?
How's everybody?
Good. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing just fine.
Great. Who have we got here with us?
This is Spider Jay from Meat Rake.
Hey, man,
what are you doing?
What's happening?
Just seeing what you boys are going to be raking up this weekend.
We're going to rake them up, rake them out, and do it to it, son. We're all going to be raking this weekend.
Yeah, I got about 11 butts I'll be raking, so absolutely.
Nice. Like it. I heard you talk about tailgating. Where are you, what's your tailgate? Where are you tailgating?
Well, I tailgated this past weekend at Bethel University here in our hometown, and I think Lance has got a big tailgater, what is it, Lance? Big fundraiser tailgate? What is it?
Well, it's kind of a it's a big town
festival
event. I mean, what it is? They celebrate Cowboy Days. They bring a parade in. They herd longhorn cattle down it, do a cattle drive, and then they'll all end up out at the end of town. And we'll be serving barbecue out there, and we're going to be doing brisket and pulled pork. So my meat rakes will be working this weekend.
That's what I like to hear. Rake some meat. You been having any trouble with those meat rakes yet?
Do what now?
Yeah, any trouble with those meat rakes yet?
No, not a bit, man. Those things are great. They are great. We pull a lot of pork. I know Chadwick and I both have pulled a lot of pork with them, and they work really well. So
thousands of pounds and counting.
That's it, buddy. Yeah, they're going to be up to the, I'm going to be using them up at the American Wall, too. So we'll be up there cooking. We got to do some pork butts up there, too. So.
Cool. What's that? That's coming up here. Is that November, October?
October the 4th, 5th, and 6th.
Ooh, that's right around the corner.
Yeah. So.
Well, good luck out there.
Yeah, we're going to need it.
I'd be pulling for you. I was earlier in the year, I was hoping to get out there. I was going to go hang out with the OBR guys and help them out and whatnot, but just I don't think it's just not in the cards for me to get out there this year.
I understand, buddy. I understand. It's kind of rough deals. I mean, it's, you know, we've been fighting all year to be able to do it. So, I don't know. It's long ways. It's long ways to get it.
So I'm thinking about trying to get to Laughlin for the big smoke on the water comp. Any of you guys going to that?
I won't be. Anybody else?
I'm not.
Oh, what happened, Chadwick? He's been kind of in and out on that.
Yeah. He's skipping in. So, Nate, are you saying
that you're going to make it to Trader's Village, or you don't know yet?
I don't know yet, dude. I mean, like I said, I'm not going to get home until Monday night, and I mean, I want to be there so bad. You know, I qualified last year. I cooked it, and it was a great cook. Lots of teams, tough. I mean, you'll see 90 of the best teams in the country, really, because you're going to have teams all the way. We had teams from Utah, Louisiana. I want to say even Mississippi last year, Arkansas. They all come in.
Where's Trader's Village? I've never heard of that.
Grand Prairie, Texas. It's the IBCA. Essentially, it's the championship for IBCA. They'll pay out about $27,000. I think that with added money and everything, I think that they paid out around $27,000 last year. If you're a member and you have your dues paid by the 31st of August, you'll qualify for that. It's very similar to the Royal. They have the invitational part of it. It will be on Saturday. They give you one meat category to cook. I think it's pork loin this year for some reason. I don't know why I'm thinking that. For some reason, I'm thinking it's pork loin this year. You'll cook it, and then they have a backyard chicken contest. And then you'll usually cook, I want to say we cooked our chicken on Saturday also for the open part for the next day. And then on Sunday, I think you turn in ribs and brisket. And like I said, I mean, I think we had 90 teams there last year. It was tough. All we got out of it all weekend, we final tabled and everything up there but chicken. Chicken is a completely different game up there. Everything I know about chicken, I've tried. It does not work up there for some reason. And I think it has something to do with I-20.
And when is this?
It's in Grand Prairie, Texas.
Okay, I'll put it on. Now, what's the date?
It's going to be, I think, it's the 12th of October. Is that a Saturday?
No, sir.
Okay, well, John said he doesn't think his tires will make it.
Well, yeah, it's October the 12th. Yeah, 360 long miles.
That's pretty good haul, ain't it?
It is a haul. Last year I rolled in there about 4 o'clock right in the middle of rush hour in Dallas-Fort Worth, pulling
nice.
The trailer. Oh, it was lots of fun. All the idiots were out there.
Just hammer down and hands on the wheel, rock and roll.
We were running probably 80 miles an hour through there with a trailer. It's just crazy.
That's one thing about my pit personally. My pit will roll. It has shocks and heavy duty springs on it. So I mean, it sits right there where it needs to be, and it goes. So.
Yep.
I'm thankful for that. We got another caller, guys. Let's go on and welcome them in and see who we've got. Call us 501-276. You're live with us. Let's see. Get you queued in.
Can you hear me?
Who we got? Yeah, who we got?
Hi, it's Andy Southern Trump.
What's going on?
Not much, brother. Just saw the post on the old Facebook, and I said, you know what? I ain't listened in a while. I better check in. So thought I'd see what's going on.
I've been missing you, my man. I hadn't talked to you in forever.
I know. It has been a while.
It has.
Yeah, we've been rocking and rolling. We got a lot of things going. We're heading up to the Royal. We're heading to Tunica this weekend. Go cooking the Smoking Aces, and then we got the Royal coming up, and then Southern Cunga going to the Jack this year. So,
baby, all right.
There you go.
Yeah, we've had quite a little whirlwind. We've done some more filming for Barbecue Crawl. We went up to Nashville and filmed season two stuff for Barbecue Crawl, and you know, we just got a bit of whirlwind. Went up to Chicago and cooked, and we've just been just living the dream, the barbecue dream.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I know. I seen y'all up with DBQ on the Crawl in Nashville, and you know, y'all just rolling, getting crunky on us, and that's all right.
Yeah, man, I tell you what. Yeah, it's a crunked up world out there, you know, and barbecue is just our tablet for it, you know. So
I know. Well, there's nothing wrong with getting crunky and letting the smoke roll at the same time.
I hear you, brother. I hear you.
That's gonna be a big show there at Tunica this weekend.
Yeah, there's some big teams there.
That's right. Southern Crunk's gonna be in the house.
That's right. I think they got like 43, something like that in there right
that'll
now.
That'll be a good cook.
You know? Oh yeah.
Yeah, that'll be a good cook. And I know Lulu's is coming down.
Yeah,
Lulu's they going down. I think Mo Quezon's he's coming in. He's gonna go cook it.
Yeah.
I think where I seen Red where he's
yeah,
been. It looks like it'll be several guys.
Yeah, Mike Davis is going to be there. A lot of Bull and South Fork's coming up, and Jeff Yoke. What's his name? Yoke from Give It to God's going to be there. You know, he's on a little roll, and it's going to be interesting competition.
That's right. It will be. Well, you know, that's what it's all about. Get in there and just have a big time. Do you do?
Absolutely.
And walk. That's awesome.
Absolutely.
Well,
yeah. Sound like you got a good crew on tonight. Everybody's talking about all kinds of different stuff.
Oh man, it's just crazy. You know, it was just going to be quiet for a little while. We got together and thought we might as well turn it on, turn it up, and
I hear you.
Give it a big old hell yeah, and make it happen. I'm telling you.
I agree.
We need to get together.
I agree. You know, after the Jack, we're going to kind of slow down and kind of focus our sights on our barbecue festivals that we have.
Yeah.
You know, the Southern Cunk festivals that we have in late January and early February. And, you know, try to get that going. You know, more than likely it's going to be IBCA again. You know, we're trying to get some folks involved to help us out, you know, this year. So it won't be such a financial burden on us. So,
right. Well, these guys in the room tonight, we got Lance Moore, West Texas Fifth Masters, and John Reed, Smoking X. They're both big IBCA cooks.
Yeah, they're way out yonder, though.
They are. I know. I went out yonder a few weeks ago and cooked with them and had a big time.
Did you?
Yeah, I tell you what, that's one thing
on the crunk list is to get out there out to West Texas and cook with Ernest and with Pitmaster Robert Sierra, you know, get out there and do some of that. You know, we've become friends with them, you know, down the trail and you know, never got to cook with them or against them. So, you know, we're that's something on our bucket list for sure, you know.
You need to go ahead and put August 8th and 9th on your calendar for next year because that's Breast Fest. Breast Fest, and it's in Lubbock, Texas.
Oh, yeah.
That's what Chris is talking about that he came to, and it's a hell of a time, I promise.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's one thing about us crunksters. No matter where we go, it's a hell of a time. So, you know, I mean,
we had a $5,000 payout last year, and this year we're looking more at 8 to 10. So,
wow, that'll be awesome.
You
know. Well, you know, the only thing is that it's August in Texas, you know, and it's just hotter than. You know, the devil's
all bad. It really wasn't that bad.
I'm going to have to speak up there on that. You know, it wasn't too bad this year. Them boys were sweating, but they're not used to humidity. They didn't have any humidity.
We don't have humidity here.
I wasn't hot. It was hot, but I wasn't hot. Like, you know, it'd be 75 here like it was today, and I'm sweating my ass off. But then down there, it wasn't that bad. So,
and we got real cold water down over here in this part of the world, so, you know, that works real well, too.
Oh, yeah, they like drinking that Coors Light water. I mean, Coors Light's one of the sponsors, and, you know, that's just great. Texas, they're going to drink a little and eat a little and eat more and drink more.
Yeah, well, you know,
I drink Michelob Ultra. Thank you very much.
But, that's hell. I'm proud you called in, Andy. I mean, we hadn't talked in so long.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I know, it's been a while, and you start early, and I don't think about it, and I just happened to be on Facebook, and I saw it tonight, and I said, you know what, I need to call in and check in with them boys. I haven't talked to them in a while. I haven't seen you since Tupelo. We're coming back Tupelo this year, so they've already contacted us and wanted us to come back, so.
That's going to be a good cook again. I'm ready to roll down and just have a good time. I have a good time, win, lose, or draw. It don't matter. We just have a good time.
Oh, absolutely.
And I mean, every time we go, we meet more people and have more, you know, it just gets bigger and bigger, and we have more fun, and, you know.
Oh, yeah.
If we don't get the call, and y'all do, more power to you, proud for you. You know, we all want to.
Yep.
You know, that's just how it is. But, we'll
like
be there again.
Like I tell Randy every time, I said, when this stops being fun, I'm going to stop doing it. You know what I mean? And
I hear you.
We've been on a whirlwind for the last 2 years, you know, with all the stuff we've got to do, and it's just been crazy, and we're just loving every minute of it. Like I said, we're living the barbecue dream.
Man, it's awesome. I know it. I'm proud for you, too.
Yeah, buddy.
We all need some joy like that.
That's right. I saw you got some good things going on with a couple of things you've got going on, Mr. Chadwick.
I'm trying my best. You know, I'm just trying to do my little part in the big barbecue world.
Yeah.
If we make it happen and have some fun, that's what it's going to be about.
Yeah,
and
we're just
going to keep in the grind, you know, good, bad,
absolutely.
Ugly. We're going to keep it going and hang tough.
And it looks to me like the TBA thing is really going over well. I mean, it looks like you've got a lot of participation in all those cook-offs that you have, and it looks like you've got one just about darn near every weekend somewhere.
And these guys are out there representing. If like last weekend, they were Kentucky, they were Alabama, Tennessee, you know, everywhere, it's growing. And you know, we're trying to do it right and be positive and. It's just, you know, TBA is growing. We're going to go over to Chattanooga. We're going to have a big rib to get out in Fayetteville next month. So we're looking forward to that.
Yeah.
And already got a full house there. So,
wow. Well, you know, if you can get one with about 5 hours of Arkansas, of central Arkansas, you know, you might see some crunksters up in there. You know, you never know.
We'll make that happen one of these days. I mean, we just got to. I mean, we got to get a little crunky.
Yeah, buddy.
Oh, man.
Well, all right. Well, hey, I'll let everybody else have their piece, and you know what? I'm just going to kind of hang out and listen a little bit there, Chris.
All right,
and,
brother. All right. Glad to have you.
Anybody's got any questions for me, I'll stay on till the end of the show. But, you know, I'm not sure that anybody wants to talk to me, so we'll talk about that later.
Tell me, you have a question for Crunk?
Yeah,
I do.
A question for Crunk?
Yeah, what's that?
For Crunk?
Sure.
Crunk. You raking your meat?
Do I rake my meat? No, sir, I don't. I pretty much do it with my hands, but I'm very interested if you want to shoot me something at andy@southerncrunk.com, you know, we might can see what's going on with that.
Hell yeah. I was looking to get a brother's fingers out of the pork. Quit pulling the pork.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, just a little bit. You know, we kind of slice and chunk and pull just a little bit. You know, not a whole lot. You know, but we do a whole lot of KCBS where, you know, you got to kind of have a little variety in there versus, you know, if you're doing pork in IBCA, you pretty much got to have it pretty much pulled and not very big pieces. So, you know, it's something that we're always into, you know. I mean, we do some charity work, you know, around town and we're always cooking, you know, several pork butts, and you know, it's kind of a pain to try to bust all that stuff up sometimes, you know. So yeah, I'd definitely be interested.
Andy at southerncrunk.com.
Yeah, Andy at southerncrunk, Andy at southern southerncrunk.com. Yeah, shoot me an email and we'll see what we can do.
Oh, booyah! Great job, brother.
Cool.
I have a question.
Sweetie. Yeah.
Do you cook chicken?
Yeah.
Okay.
You just
tell me your secret?
Do I have a secret on
chicken?
Shut
up, John.
I tell you what, if you're on Pitmasters and you cook chicken, you better cut that damn thing up. That's all I've got to say.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
No, I tell you what, I really don't have much of a secret on chicken. Chicken for a while was kind of our arch enemy, you know, and Randy calls it a damn pigeon, you know, I don't remember what he calls it, something horrific, you know. But, you know, we've drastically improved our scores, you know. I mean, we hadn't really just kicked everybody's butt in chicken, but we've gone from zero to, you know, to top 20, you know, and I think it's just consistency, you know. I mean, yeah, actually I do. I use the Cosmos chicken soak, and I just use it with straight water, and I don't brine it for very long, and I think that's the key, you know. I mean, you know, I heard you guys talking about some brine earlier, and you know, it depends on, you know, if you make your own brine, it can get really salty really quick. And, you know, to me, chicken, I brine my chicken for about, I don't know, usually less than 8 hours. And, you know, it just kind of depends. It just kind of depends on what I'm cooking. If I'm cooking IBCA, then I can go, you know, like a half a chicken, I will go up to maybe 10 hours, but that's kind of pushing it. But when I'm cooking KCBS and have the thighs and the legs in there, you know, I usually buy quarters and I cut them down. So, you know, I usually cook everything, but 95% of the time I'm turning into nothing but thighs. So, you know, I mean, and usually on the KCBS, I only put them in the soak for about, you know, less than 8 hours, usually, you know, five to 8 hours. And,
Do you stick a beer can up its ass too?
No. When I'm cooking IBCA, I actually cut them in half. So, you know, I mean, I cut the backbone out. I split it down the breastbone, and I cut them in half and cook them in half like that.
Yep.
And, you know, there's a lot of people in the IBCA that cook them whole. But, you know, I mean, now if I'm eating it at home, you better bet your ass I'm putting a beer can up it. You know, I mean, that really makes a difference. But, you know, for the way I cook competition, I just can't do that. You know, it just doesn't, I don't have enough room in my smoker, number one, you know, to cook a bird like that. So
I agree. Well, hey, Andy, I was going to tell you, up at the Royal, when we're up there, we're going to do a Friday Night Live up there.
Okay,
Frank
cool.
Cox and I, and so we'll come by and see you.
I think we're in 972 at the Royal.
972, okay. We're 63. They kind of threw us out a little bit further from everybody, but
yeah.
But
we're up in Lot B, right on one of the roads. You know, I can't call it off the top of my head, but you know, we're right there in 972, and you know, you can always shoot me an email earlier in the day or early. I think we're gonna get there late Wednesday night, and then we'll be there Thursday through Sunday. So
right, well, we're gonna probably roll in early Friday morning and
yeah,
get set up, and like I said, we're gonna do we're going to do the Friday Night Lights, and then we may do a couple other shows, how we're up there. And,
yeah, that's great, man. You know, Randy and I, we're not shy about anything. Come by and see us.
Yes,
and we'll,
sir.
You know, we'll definitely provide some entertainment, you know, if nothing else. So.
Well, we might have a Shiggin' with Randy episode. How about
yeah,
that?
Yeah, you never know. That's not a bad idea. You know, he's if he can get out and about and wander around a little bit, you know, there's no telling what he'll find out. So.
We might have sent him on a mission.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. See if he can get off in Pellet Envy's business or something, you know.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, that probably won't happen, but, you know, you never know. Get a little vodka or old Charter in him, and there's no telling what he'll do.
Well, I sure do it.
Yep.
So, well, hey, right, Jennifer's becoming our local sugar, so, you know.
Here.
She's in training right now.
Yeah. Well, I heard, anything I can do to help, you know, other than, you know, I can't tell you my Colonel Sanders 11 herbs and spices, but, you know, other than that, you know, I'll tell you, you know, any kind of technique, you know, that'll help out. You know,
Colonel Sanders, are you serious?
Yeah.
Is that like
you know?
A company? Are you talking about KFC?
Well, yeah, that's where I get my spices from. I'm just kidding, sweetie. I'm just joking.
Thank you. Thank you for trying to throw me off and make me lose. I appreciate that.
Hell, she'll be showing up with a bucket of fried chicken at the next contest.
I'm Colonel Sanders.
Nobody ever bitched about a fried chicken.
That's right. I tell you what. You know,
they're giving you a hard time, Jennifer.
Yeah.
What is going
Thank
on?
No. See, I can trust Chris to text me like a
there
real
you go.
Recipe. He's
there
like,
you go.
Hey,
no.
private.
I tell you what, I used to make my own rubs and stuff, and it just got so expensive just to make versus buying some stuff over the counter. You know, and it's not something you can buy at Walmart or Kroger or anything. You know, it's the KCBS stuff. But you know, it just got so expensive. You know, every time I'd make my rub. You know, I put it in the food processor and put it all in there, and I think, man, I got a bunch of rub, and I put it in my gallon jug, and I'm thinking, well, crap, that's not very much, you know, for the $50 that I spent. When I got to looking, I thought, you know what, these people that know what they're doing are selling their rubs that are as good or better than what I've got. So you know,
yeah,
I mean,
they're winning
really
this shit. You're not.
Oh yeah,
that's
exactly.
What it boils down to.
Exactly. You know, I mean,
now, my husband bought it at a store the other day, and he bought this stuff and he brought it home and he was like, look what I've got. And it was like this big, huge bottle. And it's called Good Shit.
Yeah.
It was Good Shit.
Is it? Is it Good Shit? Or is it?
I don't know. We haven't tried it yet, but I guess we'll find out next weekend. It may be Good Shit. We don't know yet.
You know,
mercy.
To me, I tell you what, you know, I try not to try anything. I try not to try anything new at a contest. You know, I mean, that's kind of the golden rule. You know, I mean, for me anyway, if I've done decent with something, you know, and the crazy stuff is that, you know, my chicken in IBCA, when I go cook an IBCA contest, my chicken is usually in the top three. Now, when I cook a KCBS, my chicken is in the top 20. And, you know, not usually in the top 10. Every once in a while, I find a, you know, get a flying squirrel, get the nut. But, you know, but for the most part, you know, the IBCA people really like my chicken, but then the KCBS people don't. So, you know, it's just one of those
things. Well, this is only our second cook-off, so we really can't lose anything.
There you go.
I mean,
absolutely,
our first cook-off,
you know?
We got Mike Place in our ribs.
Yeah.
And then you can talk to John Reeves and Lance Moore about our chili. And what happened with that?
Yeah.
That's a whole mess of story in itself. But for the ribs to get my place, that's decent.
Oh, yeah,
I mean,
that's awesome for your first time out.
We use Lance's rub, and so, you know, we're pretty proud of that. But our ticket didn't even, you know, it wasn't caught at all. So
nobody even
we
likes
not
my rub.
Good
shit.
Well,
I don't even like it no more.
You know, just for the record, you know, there was two people, you know, that used my rub that weekend. One won first, the other one got ninth. I used my own damn rub, and I didn't get anything out of it. So
that's where it goes.
Yeah.
I tell you, somebody down in Texas that's got some pretty good stuff is that the guy from Talk Texan. I don't know if you know, he's a Phil.
Oh, yeah.
I met him up in Norman, Oklahoma last year, and he gave me some samples of some stuff, and he's got some pretty good stuff out, you know, and of course. You know, Ritter's got some good Texas stuff, you know, and it's, you know, the Texas competitions are always, you know, if I can roll into Texas and get my name called in anything, I have accomplished something, you know what I mean? Because my Arkansas barbecue is a little bit different, you know what I mean? It's kind of, Randy and I call it a fusion of the Texas, Kansas City, Memphis kind of barbecue here in Arkansas, you know what I mean? And we try to, you know, we don't really change anything when we go to Texas, and it's very interesting to see the results sometimes, you know. I mean, I've done really well, and I've cooked in Atlanta, Texas, back when they had that thing, and, you know, I mean, I did really well there, but then I'd go to, you know, to Dallas and cook at the Sam's Club in KCBS and just got my butt handed to me, you know. I mean, and you know, it's just a different world. So,
why don't you come to Brass Pass next year?
Do what now?
I said, why don't you come to Brass Pass next year?
Well, we might put it on our calendar. You said it's in August, right?
The 8th and the 9th, friend.
Is it IBCA or is it Long
Star? Absolutely, 100%. Well, we have two oven categories on Friday. We have margaritas and chicken breast because it's also breast dinner. And then on Saturday we have the other categories. And beans. And the beans were jackpot last year. I'm not sure if we're going to do that this year, but we're also adding pork butt to our cook-off this year. So.
Yeah, and so it's IBCA.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, it's IBCA sanctioned.
All right, yeah, well, we'll definitely take a look at that. I don't know how far it is to Lubbock from here, but it sounds like a long damn way, but I had never cooked in Lubbock before. Yeah.
It is. My grandma lives in Arkansas, and it's about 14 hours. She lives in right outside Little Rock. So
yeah, I'm not far from Little Rock, so yeah, that sounds like a long trip. But we've done it before, so you know when we got the call to Pitmasters, they told us originally we were going to cook in Alabama, and we were like, well, you know, that's pretty good ways, but it's not too bad. And they called us back and said, hey. We might have you in Springfield. Would that be all right? Springfield, Missouri. And we were like 4 hours away. Heck yeah. And so I called her the next day and I said, you know, I need to, you know, confirm that we're going to be in Springfield and then make some travel arrangements. And she said, oh no, we've moved to Salisbury, Maryland. And I said, do you know how far it is from Arkansas to Maryland? And she said, no. And I said, well, it's a long damn way. It took us 2 days to get to Maryland, you know, but it was worth it. So, and I called Randy and I said, they moved it to Maryland, and he said, well, I had never cooked in Maryland before. And I was like, well, damn, I guess we're going. So.
man, great.
Yeah, I tell you what, man, could it sound like you had a good show tonight, and you got a lot of folks. And I'll try to check in with you from time to time. You know, it's kind of, you know, it just kind of depends on my schedule. I just happen to have some time tonight. So.
Well, you know, anytime, you know, y'all welcome anytime, and, you know.
Oh, I appreciate
what
it.
Other show have you ever been arrested on almost?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no kidding.
Well, hopefully we'll see y'all soon, you know, maybe in Tupelo, and maybe we'll get down to Lubbock and to West Texas somewhere. And Jennifer, what did you tell me the name of your team was?
Well, my husband's team is Daytime Friends and Nighttime Rubbers. The cook-off that I put on is actually called Breast Fest. In August and 9th, and I'm sure you can find it on Chris's page or Friends or Lance or any of them. They all have it.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I mean, we got our little thing up in Hot Springs, too. If y'all get a hankering, you know, it's going to be – we haven't put any dates out on the IBCA calendar, but it's probably going to be end of January, first part of February. And, you know, like I said, if y'all get a hankering to, you know, to cook, we try to do it early because there's not much going on then. And, you know, especially if you need either, and either sanction an event, you know, I mean, KCBS or IBCA. So we kind of drew some KCBS folks and some IBCA folks to our cook-off. So,
well, know. We might do that because my grandma lives very, very close to that. So we might just get a wild hair up our ass and go see her.
Yeah, something to think about.
That's right.
So just watch the IBCA boards and I threw out my email address to the meat rake dude. So if y'all, anybody wants to email me, go ahead and shoot, and we can talk some more if y'all want to. So, but y'all
all
have
right.
a good evening, and I'm gonna check out and check on my Texas Rangers and see if I can win a game tonight. So,
guys, we've already run out of time. We're already recording. We're off live, but we sure did have a pretty good shot tonight. It's definitely something good that we did it because we had them. It's been kind of quiet tonight. I tell you what, Spider in the house. I'm telling you, Spider, we're going to be raking that meat this weekend, just putting them little old rakes to the test, using them, wearing them down, son. We love them.
I love to hear it. Try to break
we
one
do.
Of those
things.
Come on.
And we also give a shout out to all our sponsors every show. This was a special show tonight. We kind of had to get it together real quick, but I mean, every night I'm on, you know, sponsors: Meat Rake, Grill Great, Blues Hog Barbecue Sauce, Green Mountain Grill, Barbecue Superstars, Junior Reyes up in Russell Grub, Danny Kugel, the Pit Bulls up in Smoke, Barbecue School. I mean, we give them all a big shout out, and we just continue to keep picking up sponsors and representing the products and keeping it out there, keeping it live every week on the show. I know John, he's got things going on. Lance, he's got things going on, but we all got together tonight and put this on, and that's what it's all about, smoking barbecue. And guys, we're out of time. John, if you want to give everybody a shout out, show time's Thursday night. Lance, then we got Spider right there. Jennifer, you finish this up, girl.
I just can't wait to see your pretty face on TV every week. I'm so proud of you, and I hope it works out.
I don't know about that. We're just trying to get.
We're hoping and praying over here, buddy.
What about my face?
Did
you see my face on TV?
Oh, yes,
because
that would be beautiful.
Well, you know, you got Forrest, he's going to be doing an interview. Lance has done an interview. John might do an interview. I've done an interview. There's a lot of people who've done them. Keith Webb, Fire Pork's done an interview. There's a lot of people that's done interviews, so you never know who they're going to pick.
Well, I didn't see that on their Facebook. I just saw it on yours.
I had an interview last night. So we did ours last night. There you have it. It's out.
It's coming down to the wire. They're gonna have to pick somebody pretty soon. I told them just to contact me back today and let me know. I said, y'all be sure to holler back at me today and let me know, yay or nay, I'm ready to go.
That's it.
Hell yeah.
It's crazy. If we get it, we do. If we don't, we don't. We'll try again another time. You know, we all promote barbecue. We have a great time doing it. We love to cook barbecue, love to eat it, love everything about it. I mean, that's what it takes, you know, because you got to love it to do it. As much as we do love it. So that's what it's all about, guys, and I appreciate each and every one of you, and we'll just wrap this show up. It's been a quick one. I don't know. We'll see what kind of numbers it has. Maybe we've had a few listeners. We've got a chance to shoot it out. That was an unexpected surprise having Spider call in for a meat rake, and glad to have Spider on. Andy Allen of Southern Crunk Barbecue team, you know, Andy's a great guy. Him and Randy, they both raise a little cane and have a little fun, and they're exceptional cooks, and hadn't talked to him in a while, but glad to have him on. And Jennifer, glad to have her on. And we've done all right tonight, guys. I mean, it was pretty short and sweet, but we made it happen.
Yes, we did.
Well, I'm going to go and shout out to all my to my listeners. We sure appreciate each and every one of them. And tomorrow night, Wednesday night, be Chris Chadwick live in the house. We'll be talking smoke. We'll be letting the smoke roll, and might even have a hell yeah if you want or two anyhow. So I appreciate everybody listening. And John, going and give him a big shout out, and Lance, finish her up. And we'll turn it off.
You there, John?
I don't know if he's there or not. Go and give a shout out there, Lance.
All right, everybody. Well, this is Lance Moore with West Texas Pitmasters Sunday night show. I'd like to shout out to all of our sponsors real quick. Meat Rake, Grill Great, Texas Web and Graphic, Oak Ridge Barbecue, which will be on our show Sunday night, Big Ron's Rugs, Greater Red Meats, Pitmasters Depot, and let me shout that out real quick. Pitmasters Depot, for the month of September, if you place an order for $49.99, they'll give you free shipping. So give them guys a shout out. You can find them at pitmasters.com. And
all right.
So everybody have a good night, and thanks for having me on, Chad or Chris.
All right, Lance.
Glad we all
got together, and you know we don't want to leave out John Reeves of Smoking X of X Nation on Thursday nights. That comes in live at 6 to 8, and your show is from 7 to 9. My show's from 6 to 8 also on Wednesday night, and then you got Smoking X on Thursday night. John must have had some phone problems or something because he just said this showed his number kick out. So we definitely want to give John Reeves a big shout-out, too, because he's part of the Barbecue Superstars family, just like Lance and I. So we sure appreciate everybody listening in. We're just trying to catch up, take up some slack for Whiskey Ben. Hopefully Chad will be back on next Tuesday night. But appreciate everybody calling in, listening in, and y'all all have a great night. And till tomorrow night, we'll be letting the smoke roll tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. Be sure to tune in. Chris Chadwick, Let's Talk Smoke Show. Appreciate everybody. Good night and God bless.
Y'all have a good night.
All right.